This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. New CDC figures show overall abortion rates are down. And yes, that is good news. However, it's tragic news for African Americans. There is now greater disparity in birth rates because of abortion. The slogan, Black Lives Matter, may not matter until we have justice at the beginning of life. Jargon appears to be ruling polling responses after abortion-friendly jargon in its poll questions led a recent Quinnipiac poll to discover broad acceptance of abortion. A new Rasmussen poll finds disparity between some respondents' embrace of the pro-choice label despite some pro-life beliefs about abortion. This is Life News Radio. It is always time to pray. Perhaps we should pray not so much because we feel threatened by bad news, but because we wish to love God and see Him respond in His love and glory. Now, when some things might look just a little better, is not the time to grow lazy. It is the time to pray now, more than ever. Let's pray for a culture of life. In other headlines, NARAL's Elise Hoag wants to chair the DNC. She's the one who bragged about her abortion on national TV last summer. A fertility doctor says that in vitro fertilization is producing a new generation of infertile children. As if that is not enough of a warning, he says male offspring of aging fathers born via IVF were more likely to develop cancers, and there are links to other disorders. Those who choose alcohol as a death wish now qualify in the Netherlands for arranged early death suicide. And after defeating one bill asking for assisted suicide, Australia's Medical Association is officially opposing the practice of arranged early death. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.